Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Something charming and a bit wicked this way comes. Get your tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. In honor of October and the spider exhibit, the garden is full of wild and wonderful, if slightly creepy, fresh displays of color and creatures. As you enter through the lovely atrium with its newly planted beds and pots, make sure you look up to the very highest heights to see the newly hung baskets of bromeliads and air plants. Both of these varieties of plants are a great choice for hanging baskets because occasional watering is all they need. Also, the striking colors on the flowers and the color variegations on the leaves of the bromeliads bring a new dimension to the garden. These plants can also be seen in the spider exhibit, which, if you don't have your tickets, you'll miss a wonderful exhibit. On your way to the spider exhibit, make sure to stop by the Wicked Garden with its display of plants that protect themselves by various methods, like the Stapelia hirsuta or hairy starfish flower, also known as carrion flower because this is a stinky one and it looks like rotting meat. The rotten smell actually attracts flies, which are one of the pollinators for this plant. Another wonderful and interesting plant to see is the pitcher plant. There are two in this garden. Check out the dramatic one under the parasol with the large hanging vessels. This plant attracts flying prey into those vessels and effectively drowns and digests them. These plants are a very interesting sidelight for the spider exhibit, which when it was first announced, I cringed, as spiders are, or I should say were, a creepy crawly that sent me running. However, now that I have visited the exhibit twice in the few days it's been open, I find that I'm changing my mind about spiders. They are such a fascinating creature. After chatting with the very helpful garden personnel about some of the tarantulas, most of which live solitarily, except for the Socotra Island blue baboon tarantula, which lives in a community, I also learned about how a garden orb spider can spin different silk depending upon what part of the web she's spinning. Spiders, it seems, are one of the most incredible engineers in nature. Also, they eat other garden pests such as mosquitoes, so all in all, good creatures to keep. There's plenty of information on the spiders, some of which are native to our gardens and some which have been imported. There's also a few butterflies remaining in the pavilion, like the beautiful green malachite butterfly, but they may or may not last long now. Right around the corner from the spider exhibit, you can see and smell some really lovely ginger in the garden bed by the staghorn fern collection. There is also a very interesting succulent, Senecio clania, that is leafing out just now. These leaves come on in the fall when the plant is getting ready to flower, and as this is a deciduous succulent, the leaves will die back in the summertime. In the background, you can see the long-lasting flowers on the Mexican tree marigold, which is a treasure in your garden with a very long blooming period. It will return year after year if pruned judiciously. Other wonderful plants to see this time of year are the giant salvia in the children's garden. This plant can get up to 6 feet tall and is a great plant for a backdrop. Across the bridge is a lovely example of a shrimp plant, a true must-have for a hummingbird garden. It's pretty much a perennial in our climate and will bloom almost year-round. If you head down to the Garden of the Senses, you can get your fix of the lovely blooming citrus scent as the calamondin tree is in bloom. This tree is a cross between a mandarin and a kumquat and has flushes of blooms throughout the year. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.